Sure. Governor Romney believes that it's necessary to build up the U.S. military to protect the United States, and that's an overriding theme of his foreign policy approach and the way he views the world. He proposes to increase defense spending from current levels by $2 trillion over the next 10 years. Florida has a very large defense base system, and it's home to a lot of defense contractors. While we don't know exactly what the details of the Romney expansion would be, for Florida, most any increase in defense spending has got to be viewed as a positive.
But not only do we not know that much about the specifics of what he wants to do with that $2 trillion, we also don't know many specifics about where that money's going to come from. It's obviously going to have to come from cuts in something else. Isn't it possible that those cuts could hurt Floridians more than the boost in defense spending would help?
There's absolutely no doubt about that. Until we get the specifics on the Romney budget plan, we can't really know that, Tom. But all other things being equal, more defense spending is generally better for us than less.
Now, what if President Obama wins a second term? How would his defense policy affect both our bases here in Florida and our defense contractors?
Well, the president has a very different view of the world. He wants to end the wars, as he said, and he wants to work more closely with the international community, acting only independently when it's absolutely necessary, like when we had to eliminate Osama bin Laden. That said, he proposes to hold defense spending constant or to reduce it some. And that would cause a significant realignment in the force structure. In particular, the Army would be reduced substantially. That would probably cause a closure of an Army base or more. Fortunately for Florida, we have the type of mobility-based services, Air Force and the Navy, that this new environment would favor. We also have defense contractors who tend to produce things that the new, more mobile defenses would need, such as telecommunications gear, simulation training, and the kinds of mobility-based armaments. And that's what we do here. So I think from a defense perspective, relative to foreign policy, we're in pretty good shape no matter which candidate gets elected.
So let's move on to another foreign policy issue. It's a domestic issue as well that affects us very much here in Central Florida, and that's immigration. The two presidential candidates have very different views on that as well. How would their varying views in that arena affect us here in Florida?
Yeah, I mean, the differences in the candidates are really quite stark on this issue. The president has tried to promote a policy to deal with the undocumented workers. He didn't move forward in the first term. He claims he will move forward in the second term, and he made a down payment with the Mini Dream Act. Governor Romney has a very different view. He would, and he has supported states' efforts to pass more laws like Arizona and Alabama. He says he's for dealing with the undocumented workforce in a comprehensive way, but we don't have any of the details of how he would proceed. And given his other policies, they're probably going to be quite different than what the president proposes.
Well, you know, many Floridians seem to agree with Governor Romney that tougher restrictions are needed. They say that often these undocumented workers are taking jobs away from native-born workers.
Well, sure, there's some of that that is absolutely truthful, but the majority opinions are that those negative effects are outweighed by the positive effects of this huge labor force that we have. We're dependent upon that labor force in our agriculture, in our restaurants, in our hospitality industries. And that's one of the reasons why major businesses in Florida have rejected attempts by the legislature to pass Arizona-type laws here. And the results of passing Arizona-type laws in Arizona and Alabama have been a disaster. It was a disaster for Alabama. They had a real compromise of their agricultural production and ability to pick crops. They've had embarrassing events with police arresting Japanese car executives for some of the major firms that came in and opened big plants. This is a huge negative for them, and it would be a huge negative for Florida if we went down that path. And the candidates have very different policies and very different views about how to deal with this large volume of undocumented workers who are here.
Another area that I want to talk about, Hank, is trade. We have a lot of international trade, and this has been one of the linchpins of Governor Scott's economic policy, enhancing trade both in our seaports and airports. Do the two presidential candidates have policies that could impact international trade for us here in Florida?
The answer is yes. The president takes the view of expanding international trade. He's been very strong on that, a little weak on actual policy implementation, but strong on words. Governor Romney believes that trade has to be fair He's particularly focused on China and not on Latin America. Latin America and South America are our biggest trading partners here in Florida, and neither one of the candidates have focused particularly on those channels.